Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about startup conferences.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You know, when should you attend conferences? How do you make sure to actually turn a conference into a something that converts into business growth or whatever the goal is that you have versus just having it being a huge distraction or waste of your time? The reason why I wanted to talk about that with you, Heaton, is, I mean, we both speak at a lot of conferences. I just came back from a conference in Europe and saw a lot of like things you should do and things you shouldn't do. So I thought it might be fun to like go back and forth and enlighten some people on this.
Awesome. I actually have been to less conferences this year than I have ever been to, I guess, in the last, I don't know, like 5 or 10 years. I think this is a really interesting topic, especially in reference to like tech conferences. Mm. So I'm curious, like what your take is.
Yeah. So let's just jump right into it. So I do think that 90% of the time, so I think that the majority of conferences are probably a waste of your time. Just to come right out of the bat with like my thoughts on this. And I think that the 10% of the conferences that could be really worthwhile and could be super valuable can only be valuable if you approach them in the right way. And I think that the majority of participants at conferences aren't. So let's talk about that, kind of what conference to go versus not to go. And when you go, how to make sure that you create value during that conference versus just wasting time. So on the like what conferences to attend, I would be very selective on that. I think that there's more conferences today than ever before. I don't have any data to back that up, but that definitely feels like that to me. There's a shit ton of conferences out there, especially like tech and startup conferences, since it's such a hot topic around the world and in business. And I do think that there is a big difference. Many of these conferences, if you actually look at the people behind the conference, if you look at the how focused the theme or topic of the conference is, right? Is it super niche? Is it very, very specific in terms of what is the topic? What is the industry? What is the people that are going to gather there together? The broader the scope of the conference, the broader the audience, usually the less likely it's going to be really worth your time. So I would look at does this conference have a very strong focus on its audience, its niche? Does it understand who is their ideal customer profile or who is their audience? Bring together an audience that can actually benefit from each other. I think that would be my first kind of homework assignment to decide which one to attend or not. And that question that I would ask as a startup going to a conference is really asking myself, is the audience that are going to go there, are they likely to be my users or customers? And if the answer is no, I would typically say don't go, right? If you can't turn, if this is not going to be a place where you're going to be surrounded and enveloped by people that could be your customers buying your product, using your product, more likely than not, it's going to be a waste of time. That would be my number one criteria. Now, there's a few that are like nice to haves, right? Hey, are there companies there that I can learn from or people that I want to have relationships with because they are a year or two ahead of me, and I kind of just learn from their mistakes, learn from their experiences? That's a nice to have.